Now, Fev, I've been meaning to ask you all morning, what is the update? Yesterday you were telling us how you had the police visit you the day before.
Yes.
Can you talk? Can you just set that up briefly again? What happened?
So an elderly man had driven in a white van, and a couple of her loose friends were out the front of our house, and he held a bag out the window, and we thought they were trying to maybe kidnap him, because you know you just got to be cautious, because we watched some security vision and it looked really sus and it didn't look good. So we called the police, as you do, and they came over. So yesterday, when we finished work, a couple of detectives rolled up and they gave us an update, and they said they've got all the CCTV from all around our neighbourhood. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Geez, they work well. I couldn't believe how quick they had it. They said by the end of today, we'll have the person, where they live, the car, the van, the rego, and we'll be able to solve this problem. And I was like, CSI, this is amazing. Yeah. Without the ads, it was just like bang. and then we get the two detectives rolled up late afternoon, knocked on the door. They came in and they said that they found the man. They've interviewed him. He lives around the corner. Now, he's a 91-year-old Greek man who, in his pastime during the day, drives around and picks up hard rubbish. And he thought that the bag might have been the kids that they dropped. So maybe jumped a little bit too quickly into
that
one.
He's just going around finding hard rubbish.
Man. And I'm like, oh, my God, Fev. The poor man. Because during the day they said he circled around, and we thought, oh, my God, he's like surveillance on the house. But he just picks up hard rubbish and trash that's been dumped. Like, he like picks up litter,
and he thought the girls might like that
backpack.
Might have
dropped their bag, and because the girls got scared, he just dropped it down for them to pick up, because he didn't want to lure them to the car. So anyway, he's a nice man.
He's a lovely man, as it turns out.
He's a lovely man, and there's no such thing going on in Bayside, so everyone can just have a happy day. But geez, the police were good. They're thorough.
Do you know what? How good that they're thorough, because that's just a really wonderful, generous man who's doing great things for the community with his time.
Yeah,
and I believe yesterday you said, everyone look out for a van in Brighton.
Yeah, I did. And we jumped. But no, when it comes to kids, as the policeman said, when it comes to kids, you can never be too sure, because now we have his details. So if it happens again, they'll be able to say to the people, so the parents, that's all right. He's just a guy that he's never had anything on his record, they said.
Great.
And then I got chatting to the police officers, and I was like, oh, God, it's like, you guys are so good. This fascinates me. I wanted to be a police officer. So I started chatting to the guys at the door, and I said, oh, yeah, but I obviously didn't get there and I played footy, but I'd still love to do it. I said, one of our old producers, Tim James, is now a police officer. He went to the police academy and did all that. And they go, oh, yeah, that's great. Where is he based at? And I didn't quite know where he was based at.
And
then I didn't know where he was based anyway. And then he said, I said, I've actually stayed at the police academy before. And they go, oh, really? And I said, yeah, I had the draft camp at the police academy back in 1998. We stayed there for a week. I said, oh, it's a fascinating place. Went down where the shooting stuff is. And I said, well, staying in your dorms. He goes, oh, there's some horrible dorms on one side, but the good. I said, yeah, we stayed on probably the horrible ones, because it wasn't too good. And I said, we actually broke into the cupboards in the rooms, there was alcohol in there. Oh, yeah.
You were in a police dormitory and you broke into a cupboard?
Yeah, and then I realised what I was saying to a police officer.
Yeah.
And Alex was like, shut up. And then I was like, anyway, play on.
You've already accused a community hero of unmentionable crimes.
Oh, what a great man.
Okay.
He's a good man.
Good stuff. 26
anyway,
plus
so everything's good.
7. Phew. Oh, Fief, that was an emotional roller coaster, wasn't it?
It really was. I just feel like I've been through so much over the last 24 hours.
At least we slept better, and it's good. Okay. Anyway.
Now I want to send this dear man a bowl of fruit, or should we send him some flowers or something?
Care pack?
And he's got a bit of broken English when he speaks, so he doesn't really speak. And he didn't know what was going on.
Of course he didn't. So,
all right.
He was 91.
I'm glad
but
it all turned out.
The police officer did say, mate, when I looked at him, he doesn't look 91, he does look 60, so good on him.
Yeah.
Looking
he's
after
in good
himself.
Shape as well. That's good. Abby Chatfield from Bachelor in Paradise, which starts tonight. She's going to be on the show after 8, and anything can happen with Tom Gleason, one of our favourite comedians, host of Hard Quiz. He's even given Fev some hard chat in the past. Who knows what will happen when he joins us before 8.